In my closet, I used to have a couple of very nice, expensive suits that I didn't wear very often. Well, one day, I went to pull one out because I was going to wear it, and I noticed that there were holes all throughout the back of the suit coat. You guessed it, moths had gotten to it. What I thought was a valuable piece of clothing was nothing more than moth food. Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. James says something very similar, that crops rot and clothes become moth-eaten and that cash is corroded. James chapter 5, verses 2 and 3, "Your riches have rotted and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire." Corrosion indicates that there's no lasting, eternal, spiritual benefit to the things these rich people have trusted in. What is truly spiritually benefiting will not corrode or rust or rot or be blown away. God's gospel, God's word, God's salvation, God's church, storing up treasure in heaven, these things will last forever. The fact that crops, clothes, and cash are temporary and corruptible proves just how silly it is to love them, to trust in them, and to worship them. The second thing that corrosion indicates is that they have not been used. When do crops rot? And when do clothes get moth-eaten? And when does cash corrode? It's when they're not used. These people in the text were hoarders of wealth. Then they had so much of it, or they kept such a rein on it, that it was misused because it was disused. It wasn't used at all. It was only stored up. Listen to what Jesus says in Luke chapter 12, verse 33. "Sell your possessions and give alms. Provide yourself with purses that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys." Here's why hoarding is sinful. It not only shows misplaced trust and priorities, but it also deprives others of life. We've been blessed to be a blessing, not to be hoarders. Look back at chapter 4, verse 17 of James. "When we know what is the right thing to do and do not do it, we sin." John Calvin said that God has not appointed gold for rust, nor garments for moths, but on the contrary, He has designed them as aids and helps to human life. James sums up this indictment by saying that you have laid up treasure in the last days. You are foolish and self-righteous for disregarding the warnings of the approaching judgment, not to mention that your treasure will be completely useless. What are believers to learn from this section? It's this: don't envy the rich because they are rich. We must remind ourselves that it's not just in gaining the riches in an ungodly way that is sin, but it can also be in desiring the riches that is sin as well. It's the wanting, not the wealth. As you pray today, please remember Brandon Lingle and his family, our missionaries in Thailand. Also, remember the Farsi LifeWord broadcast in Afghanistan, Armenia, Iran, Turkey, and Turkmenistan.